Cape Talk.
International correspondent.
Good morning, Katie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very, very well. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Katie. You know, Katie, without wasting any time, though, you talk about Hurricane Ophelia.
Yes. A tropical storm that's hit Northern Europe. And yeah, she yesterday and obviously into the night, she's been battering Ireland and parts of the UK. It's incredible because Ireland's been hit by these wind gusts of up to 160 kilometres an hour. Three reported dead. Their electrical networks gone down. At least 360 people have lost power. Wales, Scotland and areas of England, they've also been hit by the storm. And while this is happening in Northern Europe, down south in Portugal and Spain, they're dealing with wildfires which have been fanned by the strong winds of the storm. So they've had a terrible situation. You know, they've got, well, officials say that at least 39 people have been killed. 36 of those are confirmed dead in Portugal. And Portugal's had more than 4,000 firefighters out battling these blazes. 150 fires, they estimate, adds. And as you would probably remember earlier in summer, they also had this terrible spate of fires. So it's been a, it's been an extreme sort of season weather-wise. It's quite terrible and quite baffling.
And also, though, continuing with the stories, I remember last time we spoke, we said, you know, Austria is the left-wing group going to take over elections, and it seems like that's not the case, but we're not out of the woods yet.
No, well, look, as I said, it's just another step to the right. So it's this young Sebastian Kurz. He's 31 years old. That will make him the youngest world leader, as far as I know. So, but yeah, youth, I mean, one can't, that shouldn't be an issue at all. But essentially, yeah, it looks like the winner of the Austrian election, obviously it's Kurz and his quite traditional conservative People's Party, but it looks like it's that anti-immigration and anti-Islamization stance against, you know, you've got these populist leaders. Populism itself is flourishing in Central and Eastern Europe, and the migration crisis is the number one issue continuing to face the member states of the European Union. And he campaigned on limiting immigration and strengthening the social welfare system. But it looks like, abs at the moment, this is the new normal in Europe. And who knows, well, what sort of direction it's going to continue further. But as I did mention last week, it's protest voting, you know.
Katie, you know, just speaking about that, I know that I've asked these questions of you before. You know, we can't, though, also, as much as there's troubles in other countries, we can't expect these countries to keep on just taking and taking and taking people in. I mean, is that fair on the countries to ask that? I know I'm being the devil's advocate here now, but is it fair to expect these countries to keep on taking? To what end can they or are they allowed to then say enough is enough?
No, look, I mean, the point you raise is so valid. And that's one of the most challenging or parts of this whole debate. Well, it's not a debate because it's a serious issue. Yeah, you have these people that are sort of literally, you know, homeless, stateless, and yet you've got these countries that are just saying, you know, the people are saying we can't absorb anymore, we can't take anymore. But it's also bizarre because you've also got countries that have got zero population growth. So there's the question, you know, how are they going to, well, basically build up their population numbers in the future? Look, it's so, as I say, it is so challenging and it is so perplexing. And I get the fears. I do understand the fears of the man on the ground. And they worry. They worry about, you know, are they going to lose their jobs? How's it going to affect the social infrastructure in their area?
Yeah,
and then you've got this humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a question that I've been asking with South Africans. Also, you can see South Africans when we talk about internationals coming into South Africa, you can see the levels where they just have had enough. But you know, okay, we continue. Malta, what's the latest coming out of there?
Yeah, terrible, terrible story. Daphne Caruana Galizia, she was an investigative journalist and a very prominent and popular blogger in Malta, and she was killed yesterday in a car bomb attack. So this is a woman who, you know, was quite vocal in her expose, or exposing Malta's links to offshore tax havens. I mean, you obviously remember the leaked Panama Papers, so she used those. To expose corruption. She accused the government itself of corruption. But in her blog, she also targeted opposition politicians, and it seemed as though she was feeling quite desperate about the island's political situation. And that was mentioned half an hour before she was killed in her last published post. So it was a car bomb, and she had been receiving death threats. She'd reported it to the police. They're obviously pursuing, a murder inquiry. But yeah, it's a terrible, terrible killing. It's been condemned by the Prime Minister, although he was the target of a lot of her attacks. He just said that, you know, this is completely, it's just wrong, it's unacceptable and barbaric. And he also called it an attack on freedom of expression in their country. So quite horrific. I mean, it's a small island, Malta. And I think people are fairly rocked by that.
It's quite convenient, wouldn't you say? Government just comes out and says, yeah, we are against this.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we can't point fingers yet. There's no evidence to point to anyone, I suppose.
No, and her family have actually asked that, I think the magistrate that so far has been, or that has been assigned to oversee the inquiry, they've actually asked for him to be removed. They're worried about his perceived bias. So, look, it's going to be a very interesting investigation, and I sincerely hope they get to the bottom of it. It just can't happen. She's an investigative journalist, Abs. She was doing what so many journalists do around the world, and, yeah, it's not a way to deal with that situation.
Agreed. Katie, though, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Certainly looking forward to chatting with you again.
Yeah, on Thursday. We'll chat then.
So be it then. Katie McDonald's, ladies and gentlemen.